Hey, Richard Kingsmill here. After 5 years of pretty constant touring, Milky Chance decided in October of 2018 to take some time off. Instead of piecing together another album in and around touring, they wanted to concentrate on songwriting and give themselves some breathing space in the recording process. They also wanted to start to collaborate with other artists a bit more, a decision that brought them to Australia to hang out with Tash Sultana. Maybe we're just passing through. So Milky Chance's third album is now out. It's called Mind the Moon, and I reckon it's their most cohesive and focused album so far. They've broadened their sound too, working with analog synths a fair bit on this album, adding to the straight acoustic vibe of the band. Clemens and Philip are the two guys who began Milky Chance in their hometown of Kassel in Germany. They started playing together as teenagers about 10 years ago, and after they finished high school in 2012, they played a few shows and then decided to record an album in their home studio. They uploaded one of their songs to YouTube around the middle of 2013, and having very modest expectations, they then sat back and watched it become a viral hit worldwide. Milky Chance will be back here touring over New Year's, and these shows will be their first in well over a year. Here's singer Clemens Rebine.
When we talk about touring, we had a very, like, the biggest break we've ever had since we started this whole band thing. So last show we had was last year, October. Yeah, we didn't tour for more than a year.
How has that felt?
It was pretty nice because it was a very conscious decision for us. I mean, we just needed a break. That's how we felt like last year, end of last year. We were just like touring every year constantly, which is fun, but also, you know, kind of exhausting after a while. And we just wanted to have some space also to really dive into the creative process. Not any touring scheduled around, you know, recording sessions and stuff like that. And that was very, very, very nice.
Yeah, I could imagine. Well, this album, because, I mean, to have that freedom to sort of really concentrate on the songwriting, I think has really paid off, because this feels like the most focused of the three albums that you've released so far.
Thank you so much. That's how we feel like, actually. I think it was very healthy for us, and especially for, you know, for our creative minds to take that break. And we took a lot of time to find more of a perfection thing when it comes to songwriting, tried out a lot of things. We opened up the whole process a little bit, and, you know, we brought a lot of friends in there, working with them, working together with them. So just when you said it paid off, that makes me very happy. You can definitely hear our DNA on this album, but also we developed as a band, you know, as producers, as songwriters. And I think it's always like the tricky part of it. Like, you want to go further, you want to develop, you want to do new stuff. You don't want to repeat yourself all the time, but also you want people to hear, like, oh yeah, it's them again, like when they hear the first seconds of the song. When I'm daydreaming.
Let's also talk about the fact that you've kind of collaborated on this record. It feels like you've opened it up and collaborated with more musicians, you know, not just Tash Sultana, but you've also got Ladysmith, Black Mambazo, you got the Belgian artist Temi Tan on a track. Was that conscious when you went into the making and writing of this record? Did you feel like you needed to open up and work with other people, other artists?
Definitely. Yeah, that was like, I mean, that was the idea, but also like, we just felt like, with the second album, we didn't do it. Like, we never really opened up on that featuring process thing. You know, like, I think we were just like not ready for it. I mean, well, maybe in a way of like being mature, you know, and like feeling comfortable with it and like secure with it. I think that's a very important thing when you start working with other people together, that you don't feel like, now that I'm working with other artists, it's like, you know, this piece of art is less me and more them or whatever, you know, these kind of thoughts. I think we just had to sort that out.
And we'll talk about the Ladysmith Black Mambazo, because that's the most surprising collaboration, I reckon, on this record. How did that all come about?
Yeah. Like, Philip and I, we met in high school. So that was like back in 2009 or 10. And we were both singing in the high school choir. And like, our teacher, he brought some arrangements from Ladysmith Black Mambazo. So we were singing their arrangements in the choir. That's when we got to know their music. And since then, we just fell in love with their special voices and arrangements and harmonies and stuff like that. So we were just listening to them constantly over the past years. And then when we were recording Eden's House, Philip was like, what about a choir? I hear a choir. And then we were like, okay, but we were just asking them via mail. We sent in a mail to their management and sent it over the demo. And we were just like, you know, just give it a try. And they were responding and they heard the demo and they were like, yeah, let's jump on it. And we were like, okay, cool. So very modern way of collaborating. Not so much romantic, but yeah. Turned out pretty nice.
Absolutely it does. And what did it feel like for you and Philip sort of being in the choir in high school about 10 years ago, and then all of a sudden you're on a record and you're singing side by side with Ladysmith Black Mambazo? How did that feel?
Yeah, it was pretty, it was good. I remember we were like the last time, like the last 14 days recording this album, we spent in a beautiful studio in Norway. And that was the time when they sent it over, like, their, you know, their vocal parts. And I remember we took a break in the evening from the studio and we drove, like, we were on a little bus and we drove to the city to have some dinner. And that's when we got their mail, you know, like, their vocal parts. And we were all sitting in the bus listening to, like, their first take of the song. And we all had, like, you know, like, almost, like, tears in our eyes and, like, goosebumps. And we were sitting in that bus and we were like, oh, shit, this is so amazing and so nice. And it was like a teenage dream coming true, actually, you know? It was just, like, the whole circle was just, yeah, it was just perfect. I found a place without a head. I framed it like a photograph. We glorify a golden age, and all we do is fade away. And even on a shining day, still I don't know where I wanna go. On the run to Eden's house. Down as I we go.
A little less is what we know. So what's the purpose of the show? Emotionally overflow. And even on a shining day, still I don't know.
I guess best known for working with Paul Simon on his Graceland album, that's the legendary South African choir, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, singing with Milky Chance on their latest album. Milky Chance's influences have always been pretty varied. Clemens's mum was a classical guitarist, and at school, he and Philip first played together in a jazz group. Bob Marley and the Red Hot Chili Peppers were also big touchstones for them. But on this album, I was surprised to see a song called Fado. Now, I had never heard of Fado until I went to Lisbon years ago. Fado is the traditional folk music that was born in the Portuguese capital back in the early 1800s. It's still such a big part of the Portuguese identity and also music scene. It's usually just performed with voice and a guitar, and the emotion behind it typically is one of longing for something or someone. I asked Clemens if that inspired the song.
Only not musically, but lyrically. So I heard about Fado, I don't know, like a couple years ago. I listened to it like sometimes, you know, not that much, but from time to time. You know, Fado is always about like melancholy and like destiny and longing and pain and stuff like that. So for me, it was just lyrically to picture the melancholy in the song. I mean, the lyric goes like, whatever hurts you so, it hurts you so. I heard this is Fado, you know, so just like explaining to myself what Fado means, picturing the pain and the longing for something in the song. What if the birds don't know how to sing anymore?
Did you concentrate with the time off as well, Clemens? Did you feel like you concentrated a lot more on the lyrics this time around?
I think so, yeah. I mean, this time, you know, we recorded, so it was a whole different situation because this time we recorded this album in several different places. So we were in four different studios. We began to record in our home studio in Kassel, in our hometown, for like about 4 weeks or something. And then we took a break, and then we went 2 weeks to Italy, took another break, you know? So we always had, like, these spaces in between to listen to what we've done the weeks before. Because we work very intuitionally when it comes to doing music in the studio and to write songs. It all happens very intuitionally and sometimes very, very fast, which is nice. But also sometimes you feel like, okay, you know, you wrote that song last week and this week you read the words and you feel like, I don't know, like, what is that, you know? So this time I think it was very, very nice that we had these breaks in between so you can just reflect on the stuff that you wrote down.
Oh, when we get old, mama, we think it was no drama.
what you were saying about before about Milky Chance having such a natural feel. I mean, you and Philip, you recognised that very early on in when you first started playing music together. You guys knew that there was something special between you two, didn't you?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, we're, you know, in lots of parts, we are very similar to each other and very close, especially when it comes to music and, like, taste. I mean, there's differences, but I think, like, we hear music in a very similar way, you know? We have the same ears, kind of like. Our ears work the same way, which is very, very good for having a, you know, a good working flow when we want to make music. That's the biggest gift for us as a duo. It's very harmonic. When I'm daydreaming.
When you came out and collaborated with Tash Sultana, I believe that The Game was a song that you wrote when you were staying in Melbourne.
Exactly, yeah. That was a pretty fun story. So we flew over to Melbourne to Tash studio, and like her place. And I mean, we were there like for about 4 days, maybe five. And it took us 2 days, I mean, to get there. I mean, you know, it's the other end of the world for us. So we were super jet lagged all the time. And we were like from the first day on, we thought like, okay, it doesn't make sense at all to get into the Australian rhythm for us. So we just stay in the European time zone, kind of like. So we met with Tash, you know, in the afternoon, worked with her in her studio, like till, I don't know, like 10 or 11 in the evening. And then we went back to our Airbnb, and actually it happened every night again. You know, we brought home some wine. We had two guitars. We were just jamming all the time. And I think the second night or third night, we had just a little jam session. And like within 2 hours, the game was almost written.
I believe you actually woke up a few of the neighbors too with the jamming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, when you're excited doing something, you just, like, you put the volume on maximum always because you just want to feel it. And then, I mean, it was 3 o'clock in the night or, like, even 4, I mean, in the morning. And after a while, there were, like, people knocking, you know, on the ceiling very aggressively. And we were like, oh, fuck, like we totally forgot that time shift thing. And so Philip got a very bad message the next day from the host, like, you have to move out, because it was just another Airbnb above us and there was a family and they had children with them. And so we were just like, okay, like, we have to fix this. So we brought some flowers to their door and we wrote a letter, said sorry, and we said, like, yeah, we're a band, we're sorry, we were just like in a very good working flow, and if you want to come to one of our shows, like, feel free to bring your family and friends. And then we were in the studio with Tash again and coming back in the evening, and then we had a letter in front of our door, and they said, like, oh, guys, like, they were from Mexico, it was a family from Mexico, and they were like, no, Milky Chance, no way. Like, we love your music. We would love to come by for, like, to one of your shows. And it sounded awesome last night. And they were like, and their child, like, painted something on the back of the paper. And it was lovely. It was a happy end. I'm about to lose the illusion of heart. Pictures that I thought I could frame. Colors I've used on my wall, getting bad. Like, it ain't never gonna be the same. And I know that I messed up with the chances I got. All I do is tryna make it right. All I do is tryna make it right. Guess I'll do this all my life. I'm just trying to cope with the day.
song that they wrote in Melbourne when they were here recording with Tash Sultana. It's called The Game, and it's off their latest album, Mind the Moon. Milky Chance are going to be here for the Falls Festivals over New Year's. They're also doing two all-ages headline shows in Sydney and Melbourne early in January.
The world of new music with Richard Kingsmill.